You know, my partner in crime here, it's really something that she can sing so sweetly and preach so neatly. I can't sing like that. So I gotta preach extra hard. So we're in the month of gratitude, my friends. There's a lot going on this month. And it's important for us to start working on this gratitude thing today, if we haven't already, because the world needs an elevated spirit in general that we can provide in particular. So I'll talk to you a little this week about having the right attitude for gratitude to flourish. And then next week we'll talk about some of the tools that we can use to do that. I want to address the most, I don't guess it's an elephant in the room, but it might be a hippopotamus in the room. There's a lot of high energy in the country right now. And Kit and I were talking about this the other day. How do we keep ourselves informed about what's going on in the world and at the same time keep ourselves from getting so engaged emotionally that we lose track of our spiritual base? Because that's important no matter what your politics are, what your philosophies are, nothing's more important than your spiritual base for you. So we are making a conscious effort to know what's going on in the world and to notice when we start to get engaged emotionally, so that we can either bring ourselves back to center and continue to watch, or turn off the TV and bring ourselves back to center. And I'm going to invite all of us to do that in the next few days. As a community, I know that something that's going on in our country right now, as divisive as our politics are, can pull friends apart, can pull families apart, can wreck relationships if we're not tender and careful with them. I don't know any group of people more capable of being tender and careful than you. So I'm just going to ask you, not to raise your hand or anything, but consider a commitment to yourself and to the world to hold the highest for yourself and others, to extend blessings to all people. All people. We were instructed to do that. We were instructed to extend our blessing and our love to all people. Period. There was never a message in Scripture anywhere that said, except these, and these. You don't have to love them. Nothing ever said that. So, I stood in an early voting line the other day that it snaked around in my Randall's grocery store all the way back to the yogurt. And if you don't know my Randall's grocery store, it was pretty far back. And that was a short line. But it actually moved pretty quickly. But there in the line, I was observing people trying to hold that space. There was a gentleman that was in a fully equipped wheelchair that he was confined to, and he had a breathing tube that he had to use. He was there voting. There was a young woman in front of me. From what I could tell, English was not her first language. But she was there as a first-time voter. And one of our precinct people, every time there was a first-time voter, she'd say, "We got a first-time voter here. Everybody cheer." And everybody would cheer. So there was this beautiful camaraderie in this line of people in which how we were voting made no difference. We were just people. And behind me were two young men who, Callie, they were so cute. They were talking a whole lot about online gaming and Dungeons and Dragons. And so, and one of them declared very loud, he said, "Oh, I got to get some deodorant. I ran out this morning." I just was like, okay, we didn't need to hear all that, but thank you. Thank you for sharing. But I had a short conversation with him about, with these two young men, about how the younger voters are out in record numbers. Thank God. Thank God. So in that beautiful mix of people, we were united by our common goal of having a country that works for everybody that it can work for. And I invite all of us to stay in that place. Let's just stay there. If you find yourself getting caught up, for God's sake, don't get in an argument. Just don't. If it's not polite discourse, walk away. Especially from the people that are closest to you. Okay? Had that conversation with a family member just earlier this week. I said, "Sorry, I'm not going to talk about that with you." Came up again. "Nope, not doing it. Not talking with you about it." And we agreed to disagree. It was fine. And we don't love each other any less. So, just invite you to do that. It's really important. It's really, really important. Will you try?
Yes.
Are you willing to try it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because, you know, I have limited influence, but we influence each other. And let's just hold the light for the world, shall we? Let's just hold the light. Yeah. So one of the ways that we can do that is by being in a state of gratitude. Yes. We can do that. Our songs this morning are just so beautiful about how we can be grateful. And it's so important. The song that we did where when I'm going through tribulations, when I'm going through trials, I thank God anyway. Because you see, we tend to think that when we're in a place where it's difficult to be grateful, that we're more separated from God than we were in those few moments when we were happy and grateful. And we're not. We're as with God all the time as we are in any moment from one to the next. We're one with God all the time. And if we begin to understand that more and more, then we can be grateful for our very existence. We can be grateful for the next breath that we draw. We can be grateful that today, this part of my body doesn't hurt. Right? We can say, "I had a vehicle that got me here." Whether it's my own or somebody brought me. Oh, by the way, Daniel and Josie Bissett, so glad you're back. I'm so glad, we're so glad you're back in town. Speaking of vehicles and traveling and, yes. And by the way, I had a dream early this morning that I was right here in church. And I have to tell you, there was a line of windows right up here. That was a very interesting vision. It was letting a lot of light into the church. I'm not even sure what's on the other side of that except more wall, but anyway, light was coming in. And it was very sweet because, Daniel, you decided it was time to propose to Josie. You've been married for how long? 13 years. So I don't know why I had that, but congratulations. Very happy for you. I think that's wonderful. Kate and Jen Wright were getting married. They've been married for a while. So I don't know what was going on, but it was all very sweet. And we were just all so happy everybody was getting engaged. Just thought I'd share that with you. But, you know, if I were to take the dream apart a little bit, I think it has to do with the fact that this place is so filled with love.
Yes.
It is so filled with love. It is so filled with opportunities for us to connect to each other. It is so filled with people who want to support each other. Oh, my goodness, on Friday, our beautiful Day of the Dead memorial service for Pete Salinas. Oh, my goodness, this church was full. And it was people from this community and people from all over Wimberley. And we were one people. We were one people. God bless Pete for bringing all of us together that day. It was magical. And vaya con Dios. He was a wonderful man to know. And the next life that he's having is probably pretty spectacular. So, God bless Pete, and blessings on Liz. So I went to my great source of spiritual knowledge, Google. And I asked for the scientific benefits of gratitude. And by golly, listen to this. It was a great Google search. Because this article is called 7 Scientifically Proven Benefits of Gratitude. How about that? It was published in Psychology Today. It was written in 2015. Have a feeling it's still relevant. So I want to give you 7 scientific reasons why you should be grateful. And I'm not really one to say should, but I am today. So this is why you should be grateful. Because it opens the door to more relationships. If you've had enough of relationships and don't want any more in your life, you can skip this one. But saying thank you to people, it's good manners. It's good manners. You know, heaven knows there's enough people with bad manners. Let's have good manners and say thank you. And showing appreciation can help you make new friends. So whether you thank a stranger or you send a thank you note to a colleague, whatever you do, it contributes to having opportunities to build a new relationship with someone. Gratitude improves your physical health. Grateful people experience fewer aches and pains and report feeling healthier than other people. They're also more likely to take good care of their health, grateful people will. They exercise more often and are more likely to attend regular checkups, which contributes to further longevity. Well, there's a good reason. It improves your psychological health. It reduces a multitude of toxic emotions, from envy and resentment to frustration and regret. Gosh, how would you like to have a little less envy, resentment, frustration, and regret? You know, also, dopamine, okay? That good, necessary neurochemical that makes you feel good. Gratitude helps you with that. It enhances empathy and reduces aggression. touched a nerve there, did I? Listen to this. Grateful people, this is exactly what I was talking about for this week in particular, are more likely to behave in a pro-social manner, even when others behave less kindly. And then there's more sensitivity, more empathy, and a decreased desire to seek revenge. I know none of us, we laugh about that because none of us here are revenge seekers much. And but think about that for a moment. If you're, we're always mining, gosh, I didn't know I had a resentment about that. You know, that's what our spiritual growth is about, is going, oh, yeah, there's that. I got to do something about that. I got to finish this piece of business. I've got to make it right with so-and-so. So a grateful heart is our antidote. Being grateful. Grateful people sleep better. I don't know what to say to you about that. You may sleep great. You're probably already grateful. But it wouldn't hurt because if we don't have a good night's sleep, our whole next day is colored by that. You know, I was so looking forward to that extra hour of sleeping this morning, but nobody told my dogs. Nobody told the dogs that the humans are on different time. So I got up because I love my dogs. I'm grateful for my dogs, so I don't resent them. So there we go. Gratitude improves self-esteem. Grateful people are able to appreciate other people's accomplishments. They celebrate them. You know, if one of us succeeds, all of us are succeeding. We should be lifting each other up all the time. And not being envious of others' successes or accomplishments. And gratitude, finally, increases mental strength. Gratitude helps us when we go through crises, when we go through national crises, it gives us some resilience. And we need it. It's too easy for us to become brittle people, you know, where one little thump, part of us cracks off and breaks. And we need to be resilient, malleable, receptive, grateful people. And I mean need to. There's a great need in us to feel connected to our Creator. And so like I said, next week we'll talk about some tools for that, but I want you to start thinking about what would you have to do in order to feel more grateful. And if you're saying, well, gosh, I am grateful already. Great, be more grateful. Oh, I keep a gratitude list already. Great, double it. You know, if you open up your day by saying, oh, I got to write in that darn gratitude journal tonight. Then you're going to walk into your day going, okay, what can I find to be grateful for? And just watch how fast you turn around. You can't sustain that for very long. You really can't. Yesterday, I took a little day trip to San Antonio, and it was so gorgeous outside. And it was a beautiful day just to see the fall plants that bloom this late in the year. And John Clayton, yeah, I couldn't name one of them, but I'll ask you. The late blooming plants, the blue skies. There were hawks. There were hawks out there, and they're so beautiful in flight. And you know, I even love our black vultures. I mean, they are beautiful in flight. They're very graceful. And if it weren't for them, ew. So when you see a vulture, say, thank you, great bird, for taking care of that. And do be careful, my friends. This is courting season for the deer. And I saw the end of a tragic romance yesterday on I-35. Was a doe and a buck. And I'm pretty sure the does are usually not all that, you know. Oh, yeah, come on over. You know, the does kind of are picky. So they run a lot. And he was after her, I guess. So I had to mourn the little deer. Yeah. So watch out for your safety and for theirs. Watch out for those courting deer. And give thanks for the cycle of life. You know, that's what we did Friday for Pete. We held life and death right here. Because they are inseparable, just as we're inseparable from God. So it's no accident that we've got an election coming up, and we have a month of gratitude. So we'll get through Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and however long it takes them to figure everything out, and we'll just keep breathing into the light of truth for everyone, for everyone, for everyone. And we will greet our neighbors who think differently than we do. And we will entrust ourselves to the knowledge that everyone is God's child. Every single person is God's child. They don't have to prove it to you. They don't have to act like it. They are that, nonetheless, just as you are. And we're also going to talk about the fact that you cannot hold a harsh opinion of yourself and be grateful at the same time. Okay? So we have a lot to look forward to. Kit and I are mind melding. I give away our secret. So start looking for the smallest things, my friends. The small things, the large things. And I'd like us to begin our meditation today with an ancient prayer that we know mostly from the King James Version. But I'm going to give it to you, translated from the first century Aramaic, in which we believe it was actually spoken. O thou from whom the breath of life comes, who fills all realms of sound, light, and vibration, may your light be experienced in my utmost holiest. Your heavenly domain approaches. Let your will come true in the universe, which is all that vibrates, just as on earth, that which is material and dense. Give us wisdom, understanding, assistance for our daily need. Detach the fetters of faults that bind us, ideas of karma, like we let go the guilt of others. Let us not be lost in superficial things, materialism, common temptations, but let us be freed from that which keeps us off from our true purpose. From you comes the all-working will, the lively strength to act, the song that beautifies all and renews itself from age to age. This, sealed in trust, faith, and truth, I confirm with my entire being. O brother, father, mother of the cosmos, focus your light within us, make it useful. Create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands. Help us love beyond our ideals and sprout acts of compassion for all creatures. Animate the earth within us. We then feel the wisdom underneath supporting all. Untangle the knots within so that we can mend our hearts' simple ties to each other. Don't let surface things delude us, but free us from what holds us back from our true purpose. Out of you, the astonishing fire, returning light and sound to the cosmos. I confirm with my entire being. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth, the swell, the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft, refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Then thank the Lord, oh thank the Lord, for all Father, for all things bright and good, the seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food. No gifts have we to offer, for all thy love imparts, but that which thou desires, our humble, thankful heart. then thank the Lord, thank the Lord for all His love. I really want to thank You, Lord, all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. I want to thank You, Lord. I want to thank You, Lord. Oh, thank You,
Lord. I didn't decide on that.